If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
All right, how are you? Welcome. Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. My name, well, you know my name. I'm Michael, you know. It's just me. I wasn't here last week. Did you notice it was a replay? And let me tell you why I wasn't here last week. I wasn't here last week because I was taking muscle relaxers. I did 9 days of muscle relaxers. And when I was on 9 days of muscle relaxers, I was doofy. I couldn't do anything. I mean, you know, I couldn't even watch television. Nothing made sense. I just laid around the house, couldn't read, couldn't do anything. I don't know how people live. There are people who actually live their lives on muscle relaxers. I've been having these terrible problems with my upper back. I had an MRI. I've been to the doctor. I was at the doctor yesterday. I will say that after 9 days of chemically induced muscle relaxation, I am feeling better. Although yesterday I attempted to mow the yard again, and I realized before I even pulled the cord that it wasn't going to happen. So I stopped. I got a guy coming out tomorrow to mow the yard, which is just terribly bothersome to me. I am so anal about my yard. I like mowing my own yard. It's one of my few joys in life is mowing the grass. Now, how's that? I've got a really good friend. One of his joys in life is drinking fine wine from around the world and having those experiences and traveling to restaurants far away, all of this, and he remembers all of these things. I am envious as hell of that. I really am. I get great joy in mowing my grass. What does that say about me? I don't know. Yeah, I get great joy on having wonderful experiences also. I've had some marvelous vacations. Hanging out with my grandchildren, nothing in the world is better than hanging out with my grandchildren. Every minute with those little people are just, you know, outrageously wonderful to me, and I treasure them all. But I got to tell you, I really like mowing my grass. I just go into like a zen state and off I go. I mow. And I went into a depression. The chemical thing knocked me into a depression because my mobility compared to what it was 6 months ago is greatly reduced. And that, you know, and while I'm on these muscle relaxers, I'm not thinking clearly, and I got just incredibly depressed. So when I go to the doctor yesterday, the doctor says, "Are you experiencing depression?" I said, "Well, yeah, I've been very depressed because my mobility is." She goes, "Well, I would like to, you know, prescribe." And no, I don't want antidepressants. Okay, I need to feel better, and then I will, you know, emotionally feel better. You know, once I get rid of the, you know, and I've tried everything except, you know, and they're not talking about, they're discussing the possibility of shoulder surgery. And I'm not excited about that. I have been, I don't know if you know what a Beamer map is, but I've been on a Beamer map and I've been on a Beamer mat a total of four times, you know, and in the past, I've had good experiences with those, but now didn't do diddly squat. I mean, absolutely didn't do diddly squat. And my good friend Clark, who has the Beamer mat, of course, wanted me to spend $6,000 and buy one from him, but no, didn't do anything. He said, "Well, you got to do it every day." I'm not going to come to you every day. You don't have to come to me. I will bring one over and you can have it. Just give me $6,000. No, I'm not going to give you $6,000. I just bought a new microphone. Leave me alone. I'd rather spend money on a new electric lawnmower. Speaking of which, my doctor has the eGrow electric lawnmower. I was talking to her about it. She goes, "Yes, I just bought one." I said, "Well, how do you like it?" She goes, "I hate it." I said, "What?" She goes, "I absolutely hate it." She said, I said, "Why?" She said, "It doesn't hold a charge." I said, "I have never heard that before." She said, "Well, it works really good 1 week, and then the next week we go out and I can only get about a quarter of the lawn done before I have to charge." I said, "Well, wait a minute. Did you charge right after you mowed the lawn the week before?" She goes, "No, I just left it in there." I said, "You're a doctor. You got to be smarter than this." I didn't say that, because she's my doctor, but she's got to be smarter than that, right? I mean, doesn't she have to be smarter than that? Don't you know? I have friends who have Tesla automobiles, and you know what they do when they get home at night? They plug them in. Yeah, that's what they do. They plug them in. They got these nifty little things. I got a friend in Louisiana's got one, and right in his little barn where he parks the thing, he doesn't park it in his garage, he parks it in his barn. And he just pulls it right in there, and he plugs it in. I got another guy that I know that's in my secret men's club. Don't think bad. It's not like what you think. But anyway, him and his wife both have Teslas, and they both, when they pull into their garage, they plug them in. When you mow your lawn with a expensive eGrow electric lawnmower, you know what you do when you're done? You plug it, you take the battery, you don't plug it in, you take the battery out, and you stick it in the charger, and you walk away. That's what you do. That's how that's done. You charge your cell phone? I charge my cell phone every night. Well, I got to say, over the last couple of weeks when I've just been laying around the house, I haven't really done that because I haven't used a cell phone. I've been laying around the house. You know how much I hate laying around the house? I just absolutely hate laying around the house. But, I am feeling I am better. I am absolutely a little better. I'm going to start working here again, and I'm doing exercise. Oh, that's the other thing. I'm starting physical therapy. I forgot about that. Last time I had physical therapy is when I was in the hospital 5 years ago, when I was in there for 21 days and then in rehab. When I went to rehab, they put me, when you're in bed for 21 days, everything stops working. I mean, literally everything stops working. Your arms, your legs, everything stops working. And they have to teach you how to use all of those things again. Well, I'm going to start physical therapy, I believe, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays next week. And they're supposed to help me with this upper back thing. So we'll see how that goes. I haven't tried that yet, so we'll go with that. Had to get, and it was all the stuff you had to go through to get that done with insurance and, everything else. It's just insane. I'm so looking forward to grabbing my shovel and digging up something. And, I have to tell you about my battle of the trees. I've been trying to cut down 3 trees in my yard, and the city doesn't want me to cut down the 3 trees. Well, now the continuing negotiations are going this way. They say, "You cut down 3 trees, you got to plant 3 trees." So I said, "All right, I'm going to plant 3 magnolia trees in the backyard." A couple weeks ago, I was talking to you all about magnolias. Take down the 3 oak trees in the front yard that are, messing everything up. I said, "I've actually got 5 of them out there. I'd like to take them all out. I'll plant 5 trees back there." And they said, "Well, they have to be such and such a size if you're going to do that." I said, "No." I said, "I want to plant them from 1 gallon containers to where they grow naturally. I don't want magnolia trees that have been pruned and messed with. I want young ones that will grow. They'll grow very quickly. but I want to leave them alone and grow them correctly. Because the way you grow magnolia trees correctly is you plant them in the ground at a young age and let them grow, and you never prune them. If you never prune magnolia trees, the branches come right out at ground level, and bingo, boom goes the dynamite. You have beautiful trees that you really don't even have to feed. They will feed themselves. They start their own little ecosystem. And I said, I will do that. And they said, well, I don't think we want you to do that. I said, well, then I wish to protest that. And so now I have to sit down and write out a whole thing of why I want to do it this way. And I have to, you know, run it through their arborist. And if they approve it, then I will cut down the trees and I will plant magnolia trees in my backyard. They said, well, don't you want to plant trees in your front yard? I said, no. I said, I got all this plumbing going out through there. My cable lines go up through there. My electrical lines go underground all up through there. I don't want any trees in the front yard anymore. I want them all in the backyard so I can walk out my back door and look at the trees and go, ah. And it'll also make a nice screen between me and the pasture that's behind me, which I am hearing rumors about is about ready to become a condominium community. So magnolia trees out there would be a nice screen, especially if I had five of them. It would just blot out that whole area. And instead of having to look at condominiums, I could look at magnolia trees. Wouldn't that just be dandy? Well, that's going to wrap things up for this segment of Ask the Garden Geek. I hope you're having a great day. My name is Michael Kroos. We will talk again.
Credit card bills have gotten out of hand, and you care about your credit. Call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's pouring down rain where I'm at. We've had just tons of rain. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the chief geek right here. And I'm here to talk about gardening. I'm like, this microphone's just hotter than blazes. Let me see if I can tone this down just a little bit. Because I'm coming in hot. There, that's better. Anyway, can't mow the grass because, you know, it's raining. I can't mow the grass anyway. Got a guy going to mow the grass, but he ain't going to mow the grass today because it's raining. And they say it's going to rain tomorrow, too. And the grass just keeps growing taller. What can I say? But I got to tell you, I've been living for the past 10 days with just about mostly inactivity. I have been mostly just sitting here doing nothing, taking funny pills that relax my muscles. That's what I've been up to. But I did do something because I got something in the mail. I got a new grass seed in the mail. And it came in an unlabeled bag. In a cloth bag, as a matter of fact, from a guy out of Wichita. And he said that this is this wonderful grass. And, you know, he says they haven't named it yet. And he says it's just wonderful. It'll grow in Florida. It'll grow everywhere. Well, and they said it grows well in full sun and it grows well in shade. I have an area in my backyard that is sun about half of the day. And through just some things that have been, I had sprayed Roundup out there. Well, actually, generic Roundup. I don't use the brand name Roundup. It's too expensive. And I hadn't messed with that area in a while. And it was basically just sandy dirt sitting out there, but just bare soil. I said, so I went out there with my little Wow spreader. And my little tiny Wow spreader, which is by Scotts, Wow by Scotts. It's an electric spreader. So I didn't even have to crank anything because, you know, I can't do things with my back. And there wasn't much seed. There was less than a pound of seed that this guy sent me. So I just stuck it in there, walked out there, and we getting all this rain. It was just getting ready to rain. And the ground, it had been raining in the morning. The ground was already wet. So I said, okay. So I went out there, and I should have raked it up, but there was no raking it up. I could not even use a rake. I just went out there and filled up that area. Probably I don't know what the rate was on the grass seed. He didn't say. It came in a cloth bag. I just stuck it down there. And this has been about a week now, and I was just out there a little while ago, and I'm starting to see some things are popping up. Not a lot, but some things are popping up, which is surprising. Well, not terribly surprising, because we have been getting a lot of rain. This is not the time of year to be seeding your lawn. Okay, but I'm sitting here at the house so bored that I can't do anything. When this thing comes, I couldn't even read the, I got to be honest with you, I have yet to read the literature on it because I just couldn't concentrate. And so I just said, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go dump it in my little wild spreader and walk out there. So I walked out there. Walking seems to be good for me. I walked out there and there it all went. And now I'm starting to see things sprout out. So maybe later on today, I will read all of the information that the guy sent me. And this wasn't a company. This is like a guy. This is a guy who thinks he's developing grass. I don't know. He listens. Hi. His name is Ron. Hi, Ron. How are you? I stuck my wild spreader and stuck stuff out there in the bear area. We're going to see how it goes. And, you know, send me an email. Tell me if I did it right. You know, I put it over about I'm going to guess and say 80 square foot area is going to be my guess. And that might be a little high, but I put it out in that. So this is the wrong time of year to do seeding. But I couldn't do anything else, so stuff was sent to me. I seeded it, and I've done nothing to it. I haven't watered it because it's rained every day, and the ground has remained wet, just totally remained wet. On my way to the doctor's office yesterday, I drove through a neighborhood where the ground was so wet that water was coming out of the lawns. The sun was shining when we drove by. Water was coming out of the lawns and going down the gutters from the ground, which is so packed with water. I said, whoa, that's a lot of water. That is a lot of water. And my doctor told me she was having the same problem at her house. And is there a thing to do? I said, yeah, let the sun shine. Let the rain go away. It'll eventually dry out and go from there. But there are times, though, I will say, there are times. I remember many years ago, there was a neighborhood where the tree lawn area, the area between the sidewalk and the street, on this one street, was always saturated with water. They were filled with creeping perennial weeds in those areas. And that's what I was initially called out for. But I went out and looked, and the ground was just totally saturated with water, and we had not been having a lot of rain. And I said, you know, until you get rid of this moisture, all the chemicals in the world are not going to help you. You have to get rid of this moisture. And, you know, we talked, and at the time, there was a professor out of Texas A&M University who has long since passed, and he made a suggestion that we try to get the soil to be more porous. And, it's a couple of things you could do would be core aeration, which we didn't do. And he said the other thing you could do was to use a really good soapy type material or a good spray adjuvant. Well, we used Amway LOC just on one area of my client's yard. We went out there. I said, oh, well, what we're going to do is we're going to put this stuff down and have you water it in. He said, that doesn't seem to make sense. I said, well, that's what we're going to try. And we put that down and, just gently watered it in. And what that stuff does is it makes water wetter, is what it essentially does. And it made it penetrate the soil better. And, I mean, it just penetrated the soil better. And within about 4 days, their turf, the soil underneath their turf had dried out. We had not been getting rain, had dried out. But other lawns on the street were still wet. His next door neighbor, where we didn't put the stuff, was still wet. And, I don't know how long that whole thing lasted, but it certainly solved the problem for that. And then after that was, after we solved that moisture problem, the creeping perennial weeds, and in this case it was dollarweed, just seemed to dry up and stop growing. It growed real well right next door, on that area. But in that area, it stopped growing, and we also, about a month afterwards, applied some atrazine herbicide to that grass, and it kind of took out, took out the rest of the dollarweed. So there are some solutions. I would have preferred not to use the atrazine, but the customer wanted the atrazine used. I would have preferred to let nature take its course, which it was already starting to do, because you could just watch those creeping perennial weeds just start drying up and wilting. Nature. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
Have you written a book and want to get it published?
Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095.
Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately.
Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
My next door neighbor has no less than six different oak trees hanging over his house, and things are not doing well for him. Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Michael Kroos. This is Ask the Garden Geek, and I am the geek. And, you know, I have to say, former certified arborist, didn't renew it last couple of years, just never have, in quite a while, actually. Not a big fan of trees in residential neighborhoods. Yeah, they look nice. They you know, and people, young people especially, look at it as a selling point for the home. And my next door neighbor has owned the house since 1975. He bought that house. The house was 2 years old when he bought it, and it had young trees all around it, which was one of the selling points for him buying that house, was all the trees. He was thrilled about that. And now the trees have all grown up, and the branches are over his house. And he's getting, you know, he's not young. He's younger than me. But, you know, it's hard for him. And this afternoon when I came home, just prior to a big rainstorm that was coming, the poor guy was up on his roof. Now, I can't go up a ladder. I would have helped him. If I could have, I would have helped him. He was up on his ladder, up on a roof with a pole saw, trying to trim branches that he knew were going to fall on his house. And it wasn't working for him. It wasn't working at all. And he doesn't have the money, obviously, to call out a tree company, an arborist, to go in and prune those trees out and make it well. At one time, my phone's making all kinds of noises. At one time, I had a tree, one of my trees, had a large branch that went over his house, and it made me incredibly nervous because on that same tree, another branch, a large branch off that same tree, had fallen down on my front yard and actually caused a little bit of damage to one of my gutters. Made the giantest thud, and I just made the decision. You know, I found out that I was not responsible for my tree hanging over his house. I kind of think I am responsible. Well, you know, I thought enough of it to where I paid close to $400 to a tree service who was working in the area, and I just had, hey, you guys want to earn some extra money? It was, you know, initially going to cost me $600 or $700 to have this large branch removed from over the top of his house. But these people, it was the end of the day and I had cash money, and they said, yeah, we can go knock this out. So, you know, and he was home, and I knocked on his door. I said, listen, I said, if you don't mind, I got this tree company here and they're going to take my large branch off of the top of your house, because I'm sitting there thinking it's going to fall any minute into your house and it's going to be in your living room. And you're very nice. I like you. I like your wife. I like your dog. I don't want anything that bad to happen. And he couldn't believe I was spending the money to do that. He goes, I can't afford to help you. I said, I understand. I said, this is on me. You know, this is my tree. If your tree was hanging over my house, I said, but my tree hanging over your house. So they went up there and they took out a great big hunk of tree off of my now tree, which is essentially a stick going straight up into the air that the city will not let me cut down. But he, you know, was very grateful for that. And the amazing thing is when they started taking these large, very, very, very large branches down, the one support branch that was going over his house, when they started cutting it off, they found out it was hollow. Most of the way, it was a ticking time bomb. If I had not done it when I did it, it would have fallen very, very quickly. It just would have come down.
And so I'm very fortunate. As a matter of fact, the tree people told me, you know, they had to climb out on that branch to get out to the end to start cutting it off and then roping down the branch, you know, to get it off of the roof. He said they were very lucky as they backed up and started cutting into it. He said they felt very blessed, very lucky that they did not cause that whole branch to collapse while their guy was up there. So that's how dangerous of a situation trees can be to houses with, you know, and we're this year, we're experiencing some pretty big stormy weather. Now, we had a hurricane a year ago right now, we had Hurricane Irma. Our trees survived Hurricane Irma, or mine did, you know. I had already had the big branch taken off of his house by then. I can assure you it would not have survived Hurricane Irma. But because I essentially, next to my house, have sticks up in the air because I've paid money to trim them all the way back. And I've spent a lot of money to do all of that, by the way, a lot of money to do all of that. We have survived. But my neighbor is just, you know, he's got a real problem there and he knows it. You know, he's got a nice house, but he says, if I had ever done one thing, I wished that I never, you know, had these trees up next to the house. And I said, yeah, I totally agree with you. So lesson learned, just absolute lesson learned. And he said, you wouldn't believe the money I spent fertilizing these trees when they were young to get them to grow fast. I said, yes, I would. And now he regrets having them. Plus, his roof is always a mess because leaves are, you know, when my house, when I had the tree that I trimmed back, had a very large branch that hung over my house that I had removed as well. My roof was always a mess. I was always having to go up there with a blower to blow all of the leaves and just gook that was falling off the trees and landing on my roof. And then, you know, my son, Zach, was going up there. You know, we had a ladder out in the back of the house that we just permanently left in place, you know, in my fenced-in backyard. So once a week, he'd go up there with the blower and just blow all the stuff off, you know, onto the ground. Once I had that large branch removed, which was also another very expensive thing, that ended, and I know that I'm going to get many more years out of my roof as a result of that, not having that stuff. You know, when that stuff falls on the roof, if you don't take care of it, it just rots up there, and it causes all kinds of problems. So it's just something that you have to deal with, and I'm dealing with it. You know, I would like to remove those trees that are near my house. I have one very small tree compared to the other two. I've got three trees next to the house that I would like to remove that I'm battling with the city on. But one of them is thinner than the other one. It goes straight up, and then it turns right and goes right over my neighbor's house. Now, it's the youngest of the trees, but it goes right over his house. And I said, you know, this is the most, I said, when you saw that thing growing towards your house, I said, why didn't you just cut it off? I said, you know, you're allowed to cut it off at the lot line. He goes, I just didn't. He said, you know, at that time, I thought it was pretty. And you know, I said, well, you know, I'm going to let him pay to take that one down, you know, or cut off at his area. But if I can negotiate with my city and be able to remove those trees, I'm going to remove those trees. And I highly advise you, if you're out looking for houses, and I talk to people about this all of the time, don't buy a house with a tree next to it. It will only cause you pain. There's a lot of things you can put next to your house to grow that are not trees that will not cause you pain. I, for one, and every house that I've ever owned except this one, right by my front door, you know, I had a crepe myrtle. If you go, I can drive around all of my houses in this area that I ever owned. The crepe myrtle is still there, you know, that I put right by the front door. House up in Tarpon Spring, another house in Clearwater, house in Dunedin. The last house I lived in with the latest, you know, Mrs. Crose number 3, crepe myrtle, right there. Looks beautiful, accents the house wonderfully. Tree? No. The people that owned the house before me, that one house in Clearwater, that last one, which was, believe it or not, ex-wife number 1 and her husband owned the house. I bought it from them. I had never lived in it, but I bought the house from them. He planted a small oak tree in the front yard out by the road. Well, that tree has now gotten so big and so ginormous that the lovely former ex-Mrs. Gross number three, who now owns the house and lives there with her current husband, has to spend all kinds of money trimming that tree back constantly because it's falling all over her next-door neighbor's cars. And the next-door neighbor is, you know, unhappy about that. And it has just caused havoc on her front yard because it's shading out most of her front yard. Trees can be exciting and wonderful, but not near the house. If you're going to have trees, have them away from the house and away from the plumbing. Remember that. Sewer lines, no trees. All of that stuff, no trees.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation, Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
How are you? How are you? How are you? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos. Hope you're having a terrific day. I got a very serious email yesterday from a nice lady. As a matter of fact, I called her. She left her number, and I called her because I felt so bad. Her dad had passed away, and she was in charge of, you know, taking care of the house. And she went over there, and in the garage, she found tons, just literally tons of pesticides that were, well, not literally tons, but a lot of pesticides. I felt bad. She had a half-gallon jug of a DDT spray. She had a bunch of Dursban. She had some Chlordane. She had some Aldrin. Why he had Aldrin, I don't know. Why he had, you know, DDT, I don't know. The scariest thing that he had was something called parathion. He had a pint bottle of parathion. And she's afraid to throw this stuff out. And I, you know, she told me an email. And I'm so glad she left the phone number because I called her. And, you know, that stuff is dangerous. And you would be surprised. You'd just be absolutely surprised how much I run into this on a weekly basis of people who just have a bunch of pesticides that have accumulated in their house. I hate to say it, a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine who is in the pesticide industry passed away 2 years ago. And as it turns out, and I did not know this about him, he was a hoarder. And as it turns out, he was a pesticide hoarder. As it turns out, he collected banned pesticides and kept them in his garage. He had a separate garage from the house, and there was just, it was to the ceiling, floor to ceiling through the whole place, full of pesticides, many of which had been banned. And from what this lady told me today when I spoke with this woman, a lot of the same situation is happening with her. Now, not to the same extent as with my late friend when he passed. I mean, we had a real mess getting rid of his stuff. It's just a real, real, real mess. But this lady, I found out, and she was just scared. She was just plain outright scared. And I said, let me make some phone calls for you. I found out what county she lived in. I went on the internet. I found the local cooperative extension service. I called them and told them about this lady. I said, you know, her dad died, all this stuff, including DDT, is in there. They were very interested in that. And they said that she could bring it to the, you know, they to the extension service in their community, and they would take it all in. And I said, well, I said, that's all well and good. I said, but there's a pint of parathion there, and I really don't want her touching it. And when I said that, and then I got nervous about saying that because, you know, they were talking about hazmat and all kinds of other things like that. And I finally spoke with a gentleman there, a young man, and told him the whole thing. He asked for the lady's phone number. I said, give me your extension number. I'll have her call you. He said, please. She called him. She called me back later and thanked me. He was heading out today. He was going to her house, and he was taking a county vehicle down there, and he was going to collect all of her pesticides from her and take it back to be legally disposed of, which is usually not the way they do it. Usually they want you to bring it to them. But when I mentioned parathion, and parathion, by the way, in its pure form, if you get a drop of it on your skin, you die. Parathion is a very dangerous pesticide. The gentleman I went to work for in 1972 used to spray lawns with parathion here long before I ever was involved. They stopped, but he said, I used to wear a rubber suit and gloves, and you would mix just a little tiny bit of parathion in our 200-gallon tank, he would tell me. And at that point, he said, when it was all diluted, it wasn't all that dangerous, but it killed chinch bugs really well. And we used to go spray lawns with it. And then they banned it. He said, which really made me mad. Glad they banned it, you know, really glad. But he said, you know, it was, and he told me back then how dangerous this stuff was. So that was a dangerous one. And I'm so glad I would have, you know, and it was in another state. I would have driven there myself and, you know, collected that stuff and taken it to get it disposed for. But the county agent in that community, or one of the young employees of the county agent, was just super nice and went over to the house, collected everything, and took it back to dispose of it. DDT in the house. Do you know how many times I run into DDT? DDT was banned by the EPA in, I think, 1960. So, I mean, that's some old stuff that's laying around. If you've got it, it's some old stuff. And there's another insecticide, which, by the way, I am not allowed to tell you about. And it's a pesticide that, believe it or not, is still on the market. But if I tell you about it, the company who manufactures it will sue me. And because they have sued other people who have talked about it. So I know I cannot tell you the name of this pesticide, and I won't. Because I don't want to get sued. Because, you know, I got better things to do. But it's a common pesticide. It's not really that common anymore. It used to be more common than it is now. Most people don't use it because it does have a stink to it. But if that pesticide sits long enough, it becomes uber toxic. And it is just very dangerous to have around the house. Extremely dangerous to have around the house if you've had it for a long period of time. The way I know about this, by the way, is a gentleman called me on the radio years ago in the 90s. That's how long this has been going on. And told me about this product and how it had been in his shed or something for a number of years, and it had gone bad, and he opened up the top to smell it, and the very smell sent him into the hospital, and he was in the hospital and had to undergo all kinds of stuff like that. And he says if he had mentioned it on a local radio show, and the company who made it came after him and sued him. So he told me he couldn't tell me what it was over the air. I talked to him off the air, and he told me what it was, and I've heard about this from other people. So if you got old pesticides, check with your cooperative extension service. Get rid of it.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.